Precious one, you're welcome to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Olumensa. Reverend Sidney Olumensa is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God speaks to us on a sermon titled, When Prophecy Meets Human Interference. Stay tuned and be blessed by this powerful word. God bless you. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Look at somebody, tell the person, welcome to church. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And city of his presence, have you ever received a word from God, a promise, a prophecy, and a revelation? And when you receive that word from God, you believed it, but after some time, it seemed that nothing was happening. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here? How many of you have, even if it's not here, how many of you have been to places where you received a prophetic word and after some time you looked at your circumstances and you looked at certain things around your life and you realized that absolutely nothing is happening? Can I get a witness? Oh, am I speaking to believers here? Can I get a witness here? Don't be cold towards me. Look at somebody, say, don't be cold towards me. Tell the person that I need your energy. Oh, come on, say, I need your energy. Say, tell the person that I see that your spirit is coming alive. Say, I see that your spirit is coming alive. We must be truthful to ourselves, because one way or the other, even if it is not in the house of God or not even in the temple of God, some of you have walked by the street and you have met some individuals wearing some kind of outfit that sometimes you wonder whether they inhabit the spirit of God. And for some reason, they looked at you and said something about Wushebre, something about your destiny, something about your life. And sometimes, and most cases, it is true, because sometimes they touch the present, they touch the future as well. Praise the Lord. And after receiving that word, you come to the realization that indeed, what this person is telling me has a factor of truth in it. So one way or the other, if perhaps you did not receive a prophetic word or a revelation in the house of God or in a fellowship or in a meeting where Christ is there, one way or the other, you might have had a vision or a dream. Praise the Lord. Somebody say a dream. Say a dream. But we come to the realization, or we come to our mindset, that at this stage, what is prophecy? Praise the Lord. And the word prophecy comes from the Hebrew Nabi. Somebody say Nabi. Say Nabi. Meaning one who speaks on behalf of God, or one who is called to speak for God. So prophecy means that to speak what God reveals. Let me take my time. Prophecy means to speak what God has revealed. And whether it concerns the present, it concerns the future, or a divine truth about your life in general. And there are most cases and most times that God himself speaks a prophetic word into your life. And most at times it can come in a dream or a vision. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21, King James Version, it says that, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It says that, for prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Slap somebody high five, say, by the will of man. It says that, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Spirit. Now you might start wondering that if my prophetic word delays in my life, then it means that I need to do something about it. And somebody might say that, then in that case, maybe God needs a little help. And most at times, we come to that place where we feel that if a prophetic word is being delayed, then God needs a little help. Somebody say, God needs a little help, not too much. Say, a little help. And that is where Rebecca found herself. God told her that what the future would be two nations, and the older would serve the younger. It says that the older will serve the younger. But it comes to time and the passing of time that Rebecca realized that indeed, although there is a prophetic word, I am not actually seeing that prophetic word come into manifestation, because it didn't look like what God said. It looked like something was happening. So Rebecca had to help God, whether little or small. But let me tell you this, God promises does not need your manipulation. It needs your maturity. Praise the Lord. And this morning, I want to speak to you about a subject: when prophecy meet human interference. When prophecy meet human interference. The Bible makes us understand in our anchor scripture in verse 23 that God spoke with clarity. Somebody say clarity. Say clarity. God spoke with clarity to Rebecca, and Rebecca did not guess what God said. She heard God directly. It was not even from a man of God. It was from God himself. And God said that two nations are in your womb. The older will serve what? The younger. And that was not a rumor. That was a revelation. That was a prophetic word that was given what? To Rebecca. But we need to understand that prophecy reveals the what. Please write it down. Prophecy reveals the what, but not always the how and the when. Am I communicating? Prophecy reveals the what, but not always the how and the when. Lord, I pray that before this sermon ends, may somebody's spirit be revitalized. May somebody's spirit be open. May somebody come to the realization and the understanding that indeed, when the Lord speaks, he speaks with clarity. So sometimes when we receive a prophetic word, we get a prophetic word, but we do not know the how and the when. There was this time that my dear wife, the lady pastor, was going through some turbulences in her workplace. And we had kept praying. There are times where she could come to me and say, man of God, what is the Lord telling you? I sincerely respect the honor that she gives to me. Even when it comes to the place of priesthood. Hallelujah. I want you to help me. Let's celebrate the woman of God. Maybe when time permits, I will teach you for you to understand what honor can do. Some of you, the reason why you are where you are is because you don't know how to honor. Praise the Lord. Now, God didn't tell Rebecca how. He did not tell Rebecca how the prophecy will happen. Are you understanding me? And how it will come to pass, or how it will happen. The prophecy was just declared. Are you following? The prophecy was just what? Declared. But the Bible makes us understand that in Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. He said it and he will do it. Shake somebody's hand real soft and tell the person, I can see that your spirit is down, but I assure you with the word of God that God does not lie. You see, those that are smiling, they have an iota of truth in their spirit that indeed God does not lie. Listen, you carry a beautiful smile. So look at a person and smile and say, God does not lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God gives you a word, it is already settled in heaven. When God gives you a word, it is already settled in heaven. When God gives you a word, it is already settled in heaven. Your job is to trust and not to tinker about the prophecy. Your job is to trust the word that God has given to you, but not to tinker about how it is going to happen. And many times as believers, we miss it because we try to fill in the blanks for God. When we are supposed to trust God, we try to fill in the blanks for God. When we are supposed to trust the Lord, we try to fill in the blanks for God. I feel like preaching here. You know, many a times when we come to the realization, when we have received a prophetic word and it has delayed, we look at our circumstances. Listen, if I call you right now and I prophesy to you and I tell you that I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit that you are in a place like Oklahoma, the very first thing that comes in mind is that who is going to connect me? But when you have an uncle there, your mind dwells on the fact that maybe God will touch the heart of my uncle and my uncle will help me. A lie or a no lie? Can I preach like I feel? But you see, one thing that you need to understand, that God in his own manifold wisdom can cause a breakthrough where your strength is limited, where your mindset is limited, where you feel that indeed it is impossible. The Bible says when the angel came to Mary, he says that at thy word. You see, what we need to understand is that when God speaks his word, he does not lie. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but you cannot be like Rebecca by filling in the blanks for God. Maybe you are listening to the sound of my voice. You received a prophecy last year and the Lord sent you to tell you. You are trying to fill in the blanks for God, but God says all you need to do is not to think but to trust me. Tap somebody high five and say, trust the Lord. Can I preach like I feel? And years pass that Esau grows into a strong and skillful hunter in Genesis 25, 27 to 28. And Isaac loves him so much. And I don't know the reason why Isaac loves Esau so much, whether because he was hardworking or what. I want to believe that Jacob was a mother's boy. I want to believe that Jacob was all the time around the mothers. I don't know who are the mother's boys here or who are the mother's daughters here, but you can understand when you are a mother's boy, a mother's daughter, that anything mom does for me, that washing mom does for me, that everything mom does, I cannot realize it, but possibly maybe that Jacob was a mother's boy, or Jacob, even if he was a mother's boy, his mom realized that there was a prophetic word that was upon the life of Jacob, and I need to preserve his life, because whatever it is that Esau will bow to Jacob. But you know what, time passed and Rebecca starts seeing things that contradict the prophecies, and that is what happens to our life, that many times that as we receive a prophetic word, we realize and we see a lot of things that is happening in our life, and it contradicts the prophecy that God has given to us. Maybe God says that you'll be a renowned woman, you will open a lot of businesses, but when you think about your life, you do not see anything happening, and in that moment you try to help God. And the Bible makes us understand that Rebecca finds herself in a place like this. I feel like preaching here, but the older is the favorite, because all the time Isaac was calling Esau, all the time Isaac is calling Esau, all the time Esau was around the father, but Rebecca knew the prophecy and realized that no, I need to do something about the prophecy. Maybe something is wrong. Maybe I should act. That was how impatience becomes or begins. That when you see that things do not align with what you have heard, you begin to act. You begin to do things that the Lord has not even commanded. But listen to me, city of his presence. Any faith that tries to control outcome is not faith. Write it down. Any faith that tries to control outcomes is not faith. It is fear disguised as wisdom. Now you can bear with me. If you're a Bible student and you read the Bible, you can understand that throughout the Bible, there is a pattern. Somebody say a pattern. Somebody say a pattern. Someone say a pattern. You understand that there is a pattern. Now look at Sarah. The Bible makes us understand that Sarah believed God for a child, but she thought that she could help God. And in helping God, Sarah told Abraham that I have a sweet servant by the name Hagar. Why don't you take Hagar as a bedmate and produce what God has said unto you? So Sarah decided to help God when the prophecy had delayed. Am I communicating here? And any time that you help God, you know that there is only one outcome. The outcome is disaster. Because of the help of Sarah recommending to his master Abraham, what happened was that there is now a conflict among one generation and the other generation. The disobedience of Sarah was the betting of Ishmael, and that is what has happened now. You understand again, if you follow the pattern. Can I digress a bit? It's so strange that any time that something happens, and I don't mean to disrespect the woman here, but most of the times, if you look at the track record of the Bible, I believe that women carry something very important. And that is the reason why when you come to a place of worship and you are worshiping, your worship receives or your worship ascends more than the man, because life has taught us that men, our hearts are so hard. Am I communicating here? Look at the pattern. It took Eve to call his sweetheart Adam. The Adam, there is a nice fruit here, you have to taste it. Am I communicating here? It took Sarah to tell Abraham that Abraham, there is a sweet Hagar here. The prophecy has delayed. Why don't you take Hagar and have an affair with Hagar so that the prophecy will come to pass? Can I preach like I feel? I don't know who is trying to help God in this house. I don't know who is trying to help God fulfill the prophecy upon your life. The Bible says another pattern. When the sacrifice was supposed to be performed, the Bible says that and Saul had to wait for Samuel. But because of impatience, I want to look at somebody. Hold the person so gently and tell the person, because of impatience. Come on. Can I preach like a fear? Hallelujah. If you are not touching the person well, it means you are a culprit, respectfully. Oh, come on, touch the person because of impatience. Am I communicating here? There are times where I could be in a traffic. I look at where I'm going in the traffic. I get so angry. And I feel that if somebody calls me, I might insult the person. Listen, there are times where impatience can put you in a place where it can abort your dream. It can abort your destiny. It can abort a prophetic word upon your life. Somebody shout, yeah! The Bible says another pattern. There was a man called Uzziah. Uzziah tried to help God when the ark was falling down. The man decided that I'm going to help God. So when the ark of the covenant was falling, Uzziah, he decided to help God. But then Uzziah died. you see, there is always an implication that helping God leads to problems. Am I communicating here? He is God by himself. He is God by himself. He does not need your help. When he says, I will bless you, tag the other person and say, he will bless you. Can I preach like I feel? When he says that, I will bless you, I will bless you. I feel like preaching here. I have been in that place before where it looks like it's not happening. I have been in that place before when it looks like it will not happen. But when God says his word, he does not lie. Now listen carefully. He does not lie. Look at somebody, say, you lie. But God does not lie. Say, you lie. But God does not lie. Can I preach like I feel? We believe that prophecy, but we can't wait for the process. We believe the prophecy, but we can't wait for the process. And because we can't wait for the process, our interference always bred conflict. Am I communicating here? A young lady knows that God, listen, I want you to pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord, let me, give me strength to go through the process. 1 minute, begin to pray. According to your word, come on, pray. According to your promises, I can stand secure. Oh, Jesus. Come on, pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord spoke to me to tell you that I should tell some people here, you are giving up. You are giving up. It says that I should tell certain individuals here that you are already giving up because the prophecy had delayed. Am I communicating here? There are times where, even in our practical life, a young lady knows that God said, wait for the right man. But because time is passing, look at somebody, say, time is, take your time, take your time. Tell the person, time is passing. The word comes and God says that maybe it was through a dream, maybe it was through a prophetic word. And let me touch on the prophetic word. Maybe the man of God says that I see in the realm of the spirit that the young man is chocolate, he is fair. I see the young man is short, he is tall. And I go to another place and there is another prophetic word that I see a young man, he is very tall. You are confused already. I see a young man, he is very short. I see a young man, all the time the what he likes to wear is what? Talk back to me. Is what? Is Casio. The watch that he likes to wear is a Casio watch or is a leather watch. Now the Bible makes me understand that we see in part, we prophesy in part. It is your place to go in prayer and distill the voice of God. Am I communicating here? Many times we have made wrong decisions by trying to help God because the prophecy has delayed. Any man that come, I accept the man. Any man that come, I accept the man. Remember, the Lord says, I should tell you that the decisions you make by trying to help God will bring a conflict. It will bring chaos in your life. So you marry and there is no peace. Listen, and many of you, it wasn't like it came by prophecy. like Esther, God himself spoke to, sorry, Sarah, Rebecca. God himself spoke to Rebecca. God spoke to Rebecca. Maybe yours is not God spoke. Maybe yours is a dream. Maybe yours is a vision. But because you have been delayed, whatever comes, I take. City of his presence, you are quiet. Whatever comes, I take. Whatever comes, I take. And many a times, even if you find yourself as a businesswoman or a businessman, God has given you a prophetic word and said that I will prosper you, but you begin to cut corners, shortcut, and all that. Listen, all those things, it will open a door for you, but the peace of that prophecy will never settle. So there are times where we help God. And you see, the most insulting aspect of it is that, and the person will say, the man of God said it too. He said it, but see, listen. He said, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. I did it, yes. But you see, everything is fine. I've married the man, everything is fine, and all that. When you push yourself by helping God in fulfillment of his prophecy over your life, at the end, chaos and conflict. Am I communicating here? As a man of God, I want my church to grow. I want every place here to be filled. I want every pew to be filled. I want the aisles to be filled. I want the corridors to be filled. But then there is a prophecy upon my life and upon the church that God will raise the church to a pedestal, that it will experience the crescendo of the glory of God. But amidst all of these things, I cannot wait. Therefore, I use manipulation and gimmicks. Yes, I will get the crowd, but there will be chaos. Can I preach like I feel? Listen, the result, look at somebody say, the result is always the same. We will get the promise, but we will lose the peace. We will get the promise, but we will lose the peace. Am I communicating here? You see, when Isaac grew old and wanted to bless Esau, Rebecca overheard it. Is it not true? Rebecca overheard it that Isaac wanted to bless what? Esau. And because Rebecca heard it, instead of going to God in prayer, the Bible makes me understand that the same God who spoke to her years ago, she decided not to wait, but she decided to choose what? Deception. Am I communicating here? It is not your worry to help God. Nanka Rebecca the Ankawati. Fine. Isaac Afrene Ba Esau, firstborn. You don't know the reason. Whether so be sano, so be edeyo. You don't know. But even though you have heard say Oba be sano kra, it is your place to stand in prayer. Listen, some of you, instead of trying to help God, go in the place of prayer. If you are clapping, clap. No, you are not clapping for, you are clapping for God. It is the Spirit of God that does that. Are you understanding me? You have to go into a place of prayer. Some of you, you can't even pray for 10 minutes. 10 minutes you can't pray. It is only when you come to the house of God, incorporately, that even corporately, you cannot even pray. Listen, I said the last time, there is an enemy after your life. There are times where you can sense the signals. It dawns on you, it comes to you that I am closer to something great. And all of a sudden, there are some strange attacks from here, left, right, center. It is not time to give up. It is time to pray. Some of you, you have the Holy Ghost baptism, but I don't remember the last time you sincerely prayed in the spirit for even 20 or 25 minutes. Listen, your human will does not know a lot of things that is happening to you in the realm of the spirit. So when I pray in the spirit, the spirit that searches all things can tell that there is an impending trouble that is coming into my life. So once I pray, the spirit of God tells that trouble and problem that is coming into my life. And that's why you are trying to help God. You are trying to help God. The very first day you got the prophecy, you believed it. It's been 2 years. It's been 3 years. It's been 4 years. It's been 5 years. You are not even seeing a sign. And the enemy comes and whisper, let me try and help God. You have kept yourself with purity and righteousness, holding on until a man shows up and say, if I don't sleep with you, I won't marry you. City of his presence, you are quiet. If I don't sleep with you, I won't marry you. And you look at your situation and say, I am almost close to 40 years. It has to be God. It has to be God. The man of God preached a message and said, listen, Joseph could have felt like this was indeed is the opportunity. Joseph could have helped God and say, let me help God to fulfill his own prophecy. Am I communicating here? He could have said, let me help God. And most of us, listen, as I speak right now, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God is telling me, most of you have decided, or not even decided, most of you have helped God, and it has brought chaos in your life now. Your life is in shambles. You don't know where to start. You don't know how to arrange it. But the Spirit of God sent you to tell you, for he that called me is faithful, and he will make sure that there will be balance in your life. Listen, tap someone, high five, say, I ain't giving up yet. Say, tell the person, I carry a prophecy. Can I preach like I feel? I'm closing. Tell somebody, I carry a prophecy. Rebecca decided to use deception. So she called Jacob and said, Jacob, come here. Maybe Jacob knew about the prophecy that the older will serve the younger. So she called Jacob and said, Jacob, let me do something quickly. Bring me some goat. I will have to cook for you. The way your father likes it. Look at somebody said, the way he likes it. Am I communicating here? I mean, the married couple will tell me things. There are some days where the food is, there are times where my dear wife will say, I cook it with love. It means the other day she was just tired. Am I communicating here? And those days when you taste the food, you can tell that heaven is on earth. Can I preach like I feel? The Bible says that he said that, give me some goat and I will cook the way your father likes it. And another deception, he says that, wear the clothes of Esau and don't worry, I will handle the rest. Tell somebody, I will handle the rest. I will handle the rest. Am I communicating here? It's like somebody decides to help God in your relationship and say, I have done the connection for you, everything for you. Don't worry, just go and meet the man. I have handled the rest of it. Am I communicating here? So Rebecca used human wisdom to protect the divine will, which is not supposed to be the case. And that was a genuine mistake. But listen, whenever you think, if I don't act now, God's word will fail, you are wrong. Anytime that you think that if I don't act now, the word of God will fail, you are wrong. And you are heading towards chaos. Listen, young lady, can I tell you something? You are delaying, yes. It's not your fault. Time and chance happened to them all. But a man shows up, no character, can insult you left and right. All the signs are clear. If I marry this man, there will be trouble. But the man is handsome. Can I preach like I feel? So then you look at the handsomeness. I believe it's a good word. You look at the ebullience of this young man and decide to close your eyes of all the things. And even the Lord reveals to you in a dream, and you wake up and say, devil, you are a liar. I bind every spirit appearing in my dream. Not that alone, but God uses a lot of things to tell you that stay away. Let my word does it work. Don't try to help me. But of all the signs, you decided to go into it. 6 months in the marriage, Reverend Sydney, I want to talk to you. When I was going to marry, did you see it in the realm? Who baby Sammy, did I see it in the realm of the spirit? But you see, instead of you, when you saw all those things, you could have gone in a, because listen, the enemy is so cunning. Are you understanding me? The enemy is so cunning. He wants to abort that destiny. He wants to abort that dream. He can bring somebody. Listen, the devil can appear as an angel of light. You would think that it is God, but it is the devil himself. Am I communicating here? The only thing that you can use to detect that is prayer. And listen, I won't be. And listen, I won't be. Listen. Priesthood and the church has made it so heavy on us that if you don't pray for 1 hour, you have not prayed. Please, that is the deceit of the enemy. Am I communicating here? There is no, Jesus prayed all night, he tarried before God and all that. There is no strict caveat of the number of hours and minutes you have to pray. Am I communicating here? Start gradually. Pray for 10 minutes. Start gradually. You begin to see that your spirit is yearning for more. You begin to pray for 15 minutes. Shut your door. Shut the light. Don't be distracted. Begin to pray. Begin to wage war over your destiny. I am telling you, if some of us had not prayed, we would not be here. Some of you start sitting by your left on your right, if they had not prayed, they would not be here. Am I communicating here? The Lord said to tell you, do not interfere in my word. It is about time you go in a place of prayer. Prayer. So Jacob comes and also buys into the mother's decision, and he goes to his father. Listen, Isaac, he saw it. Isaac, he saw it. But you know, when all these things started, and that is another sermon on its own, when Esau sold what? His birthright. Am I communicating here? Okay? And you may be a why, you know, it resonating, and gradually aborting your destiny and your dream. Young lady, take your time. Young man, take your time. Am I communicating here? You see, the enemy is so cunning. When you get to a certain age as a man and as a young lady, the very things that comes into your mind is not even about tarrying and worshiping God. It's about getting money. It's about getting married. It's about a lot of things. And sometimes you can be how many of you have been depressed? I have been depressed before. Listen, I am real. How many of you have been depressed before? City of, you can't raise your hand. Am I coming? Listen, I'm not going to. I have your pastor, he has been depressed before. I am a man. Am I communicating here? But out of all the depression, the place you can come back is to go in a place of what? Of prayer. Look at somebody and tell the person that I have seen. Tell the person politely and respectfully, say, I have seen. You have tried to help God, but don't help God. Listen, let me tell you something. When God gives a word, he doesn't need help to make it come true. He does not need help to make. All he needs is your faith and obedience. He needs what? Your faith and what? And your obedience. So yes, Jacob got the blessing, but what followed? Esau's anger drove Jacob into exile. Is it in your Bible? He got the blessing, He got the blessing. But Rebekah lost her beloved son's presence because his son was a runaway man. Jacob got the blessing, but Isaac's household was torn to deception and distrust. You see, the prophecy was fulfilled, but the peace was destroyed. And church, there is a difference between getting the promise and keeping the blessing. There's a thin line in getting the promise and keeping what? The blessing. You can't get what God said. And there are times where if you use your human interference, it will fail. And there are times where you can get what God said, but you lose your joy, you lose your rest or relationships if you force it. But the truth is that God's word will stand, but your shortcut will scar you. Am I communicating here? At the end of the day, you will get it, but it will scar you. But God's word will come to pass with you or without you. And that's the reason why still the prophecy upon the life of Rebekah, it still came to pass. The prophecy that came to Rebekah about his sons, the twins, it still came to pass. Because no matter your shortcut, God's word will still come to pass. One of these days, I will let you know that there are times where when you intentionally decide not to follow God, God can take the baton and give it to somebody else. Am I communicating here? We don't have time. Look at somebody and say, we don't have time. The time you are sleeping, use it to pray. The time you are sleeping, use it to read the word of God. Am I communicating here? Some believers think that helping God means exaggerating testimonies and all those things. And some think that helping God means pushing a calling before character. It's very important. And some think that helping God means marrying out of pressure, not direction. Can you imagine when your mom is... You see, everything that begins in the flesh has to be sustained with the flesh. Everything that begins with the spirit has to be sustained with the spirit. So it's very paramount for you to know that in God's own providence, with or without you, the prophecy will come to pass. But the consequences that you will go through is what is vital here. Because after all the chaos, there was still grace for Jacob. The Bible says in Romans chapter 9 verse 11, it says that, can you put it there? Let's read together. Romans chapter 9 verse 11. It says that God's purpose in choosing Jacob was not because of works, but because of him who calls. So God kept what? His word. Not because Rebekah helped him, no. In spite of it, God what? Kept what? His word. Am I communicating here? So God will always keep what? His word. The prophecy stood, but people suffered. The prophecy stood, but people suffered. God's word will come to pass, but how much pain could we have avoided if only we trusted in his timing? How much pain? When any time we try to fulfill God's promise in our way, we may get the result, but we will lose the reward. We will lose what? The reward. Please be upstanding. I believe it's a good place to clap your hand. City of His presence, learn to clap your hands well for Jesus. You are not clapping for me, you are clapping for Jesus.
Beloved, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Olamensa. Please share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. God bless you for doing so. Shalom.